Offside. Šestinšestdeset proti enemu. Prvo mesto na nizozemskih predčasnih parlamentarnih volitvah je po preštetju glasov iz tujine dokončno pripadlo levoliberalnim demokratom 66 z 28 tisoč glasovi prednosti pred drugo vrščeno enočlansko stranko za svobodo borca proti islamu Gerta Wildersa. Po delnih izidih parlamentarnih volitev, ki so potekale prejšnjo sredo, je bila razlika med strankama le nekaj tisoč glasov. Praktično izenačeni stranki boste imeli v 150 članskem spodnjem domu parlamenta vsaka po 26 poslancev. Mandat za sestavo vlade je po preštetju vseh glasov tako pripadal demokratom 66, ki so svoj volilni rezultat in s tem število poslancev glede na prejšnje volitve skoraj potrojili. Stranko, ki se je na tretjih volitvah v zadnjih 4 letih prelevila iz obrobnega igralca v vodilno parlamentarno stranko, predstavi predavatelj na Fakulteti za družbene in behavioristične vede Univerze v Amsterdamu, Jeroen Domernik.
It's a liberal party with progressive ideas. So compared to the VVD, that's another liberal party, but they are more conservative. And they, for the past years, were actually leading the government. And now they've lost, as has the PVV. And D66 indeed is the biggest among them all. But even the biggest party is still, relatively speaking, small. With 26 seats, so that's about 1 in 6 in parliament. And so they'll have a hard time building a new government.
Izgubljeno prvo mesto na volitvah Wildersu in prijateljem ne bi bistveno povečalo možnosti oblikovanja vlade, saj je večina strank, vključno z nekdanjimi desnimi koalicijskimi partnerji, napovedala, da stranko za svobodo, krajše PVV, ne bodo tvorile koalicije. Koliko zaveznikov je Wildersu še ostalo, pojasni Domernik.
There are two more right or extreme right parties. One is called Forum for Democracy. These are proper fascists, if you will allow me to say so. And there's another party called Ja 21. They are more decent in the way they present themselves. But if you look at their agenda, they're also leaning toward the extreme right when it comes to migration. So these three might be willing to work together, but they would never have a majority, not even come close. So, no.
Wilders bo glede na prejšnje volitve leta 2023 tokrat za popolnitev poslanskih sedežev potreboval 11 zunajstrankarskih kolegov manj. Vodilna stranka vlade v odhodu in na volitvah tretje uvrščena desno-liberalna ljudska stranka za svobodo in demokracijo, krajše VVD, je izgubila 2 sedeža in jih bo tako ponovem imela 22. Njihovi zavezniki, kmetsko-državljansko gibanje, so po zastopanosti padli 7 na 4 poslance. Tretja vladna stranka, krščansko-demokratska nova družbena pogodba, ki je imela v stari sestavi parlamenta 20 sedežev, je iz parlamenta izpadla. Za ljudsko stranko se je s 13% glasov in ponovem 20 poslanskimi mandati uvrstila socialdemokratska skupna lista zeleno-levih in laboristična stranka pod vodstvom nekdanjega podpredsednika Evropske komisije Franciscusa Timmermansa. 18 poslanskih mest je pripadlo stranki Krščansko-demokratski apel. Prejšnja koalicija je razpadla v začetku junija z izstopom Wildersove enočlanske stranke s takrat 37 poslanci. Kot razlog izstopa je Wilders navedel spor s koalicijskimi partnerji glede zaostrovanja azilne politike. Teden prej je Wilders predstavil načrt za strožjo azilno politiko, ki je vključeval deportacijo Sircev, zaprtje namestitvenih centrov in popolno ustavitev odobritev azila. Načrt so voditelji drugih 3 koalicijskih strank zavrnili. Avgusta je manjšinsko vlado zapustila še nova družbena pogodba z odhodom ministra za zunanje zadeve Kasparja Veldkampa. Odstopil je zaradi propada pogajen o uvedbi sankcij proti Izraelu, ki jih je stranka zahtevala po izraelski objavi načrta E1 za kolonizacijo okolice vzhodnega Jeruzalema na Zahodnem bregu. Vodja demokratov 66 Rob Jetton je zmago na predčasnih volitvah po razpadu Wildersove koalicije razglasil za prelomni zgodovinski dogodek, ki dokazuje, da je desni ekstremizem in populizem mogoče premagati. Med volilno kampanjo so v stranki sicer obljubili protimigrantske ukrepe, kot je strožji mejni nadzor in procesiranje prosilcev za azil zunaj Evropske unije. Pri tem sledijo premagani desnopopulistični stranki za svobodo, pojasnjuje so govornik.
D66 certainly has a tradition of respect for human rights and respect for refugee protection. But what has happened in the past year, maybe 2 years, the discussion was strongly dominated by the right-wing populist, the PVV, that only had one agenda item, and that was always curbing migration, stopping migration completely. But with migration, they actually meant asylum seekers. And by far the largest chunk of migration coming to this country are not asylum seekers. Asylum seekers make up only something like 13% of all annual inflow. By far the largest number of migrants are people from the EU that come to work and live in the Netherlands. And of course, their immigration cannot and should not be limited, because that's the fundamental right of EU citizens to move to elsewhere in the European Union. But anyway, so the whole talk about migration then actually was about asylum. And I think and I hope that D66 will actually point out at those realities a bit more than happened recently. But the thing is, though, that the frame created by the PVV about migration has gradually crept to the middle parties as well. The Social Democrats, for instance, they want to aim for a net migration of 40 to 60,000 people per annum. So it's strange that they already come up with a number.
Poleg presežka priseljencev je bila ena od glavnih predvolilnih tematik pomankanje stanovanj. Po julijskih izračunih Ministrstva za stanovanje, prostorsko načrtovanje in okolje trenutno v državi z 18 milijoni prebivalcev primankuje okoli 400 tisoč stanovanjskih enot. Do leta 2030 pa bi jih morali predvidoma zgraditi 900 tisoč, da bi zadostili potrebam. Najemnine so se v 5 letih v večjih mestih povišale za do 15%. Dosedanja vlada je obljubljala izgradnjo 100 tisoč stanovanj na leto. Lani jih je za izpolnitev tega cilja zmanjkalo nekaj več kot 30 tisoč. Vzroke tega stanja opiše Domrnik.
The problem is that we are about, this of course is an estimate, about 1 million dwellings missing in the country, which of course is an enormous number. And even when building, let's say, 100,000 dwellings per year, it would still require then 10 years of work. So it is a serious problem, but it's partly resulting from a neoliberal turn when there was no longer a ministry responsible for housing people. This was completely left to the market, but the idea being that the market would actually supply sufficient housing and that people would be able to afford it. On both counts, it was a mistake. There's not sufficient housing, and it's definitely not longer affordable for most people. And I'm thinking, for instance, of people who come to Amsterdam. They will, with, let's say, a normal median income, or even with 2 median incomes in a household, you're not able to afford a place to buy. I think the average house in the Netherlands at present costs 400,000. And then here in Amsterdam, anything over 100 square meters would cost you 1 million. That's the current state of play. And what D66 aims to do about this exactly, I'm not quite sure. But I think even though they're a liberal party, they would probably see that more governmental intervention in the market would be necessary in order to solve that problem.
Za stanovanjsko krizo pa vsaj del volivcev krivi tudi migrante. Konec septembra je v Hagu več kot 1500 ljudi protestiralo proti priseljevanju, blokiralo glavno hitro cesto skozi mesto in se spopadlo s policijo. Poleg strožje migrantske zakonodaje so zahtevali ukrepe za dostopna stanovanja. Protestniki so med drugim napadli sedež demokratov 66, ki pa pomankanje stanovanj s presežkom priseljencev, vključno s prosilci za azil in tujimi študenti, povezujejo tudi sami.
The D66 also, I think, is concerned about migration because they want to show that they're not insensitive to the problems that may arise out of migration, including, of course, lack of housing. And this is true because if many people arrive as they are, if net migration is 100,000 or perhaps even more, then all these people do require housing. But the thing is here that the Netherlands is unique in one way, in that it is telling municipalities, all municipalities in this country, that they should have available a certain amount of their social housing stock for people who are former asylum seekers and who are allowed to stay because they are refugees. They have the right to be provided with social housing, and in that sense, there is a certain, not very large, but a certain competition with other people who are also in need of social housing. But the competition really is not severe. So all of it is really the result of a dominant right-wing party or a party leader that has been very vocal about the problems of immigration for the past decade. And this has also even led to proposals to limit the number of international students in this country, because they too, of course, create congestion on the housing market of the larger university cities.
Zaželeni koalicijski partner relativnih zmagovalcev je socialdemokratsko zavezništvo zeleno-levih in laboristov, ampak skupaj imajo še vedno premalo glasov za sestavo vlade. Tako se soočajo s podobnim problemom kot Wilders, saj so v ljudski stranki za svobodo in demokracijo sodelovanje odpovedali tudi njim. Več o izhodiščih za koalicijska pogajanja pojasni Domrnik.
What the VVD is hoping will happen, because they refused point blank during the campaign to ever have a coalition with the Social Democrats. Because their frame about Social Democrats, they're radical, you can't trust them, all kinds of those things. So the VVD has a bit of a crucial position, because they say they want to have to build a government to the right, so including JA21, and then have the Christian Democrats and D66 come along. That would be just enough for a majority. So for D66, this is going to be extremely complicated, because that's not what they want. They much prefer a government including the Social Democrats. But since then the other liberals say, no, we don't want to be in a government with them, this is going to be very tough. And as is the tradition around here, this means we have a very long process towards the building of the next government. This is going to be very complicated. Because then this would mean that D66 would, out of lack of alternative, be forced to actually build a coalition together with the VVD and JA21 and the Christian Democrats, which is not their preference, but you never know how this will play out.
Nizozemski liberalci so tako premagali populističnega sovraga Wildersa, ki bo svojo križarsko vojno proti muslimanskim priseljencev moral voditi iz opozicije. Posebnega truda pa mu po vsej verjetnosti ne bo treba vlagati, saj je že dosegel, da so se liberalci proti migrantskim zahtevam prilagodili. Offside je pripravil Matej.